This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finn, what's going on? You got Taz here and Andrew Bogus. What's up, man?
Taz and Andrew, what's going on, fellas? Well, what's going on with Moose? He's got a bad stomach?
Yeah, bro. Listen, yesterday he's on the show, right? And he comes in. You know, we get here early, and he looked shangad. He looked a little rough. You know what I mean? He looked sweaty.
Listen, when I get in there for March Madness, I'm going to get Moose on the green juices. He needs a little. He needs to live off the land a little
bit
more.
Yeah, he does. He needs a treadmill, let's be honest. But no.
Well, that was rough. Vin, you usually see him like in TV, so he's got the hair comb, he's got beautiful hair, the suit
That's
on.
True. Good point.
Oh, he's immaculate. He's like an Adonis.
So, I mean, think complete opposite yesterday. T-shirt, sweatpants, the hair's falling down over his forehead.
He looked sweaty. Pasty.
Yeah.
Well, you know I love my Moose, but I'm gonna get him all natural and organic this
Please
March.
Do.
He needs it.
Mark Malusa.
He does need it. So anyway, Vin, as we uncomfortably segue out of Moose's physical negativities. Moose would laugh. Vin, so listen. So the whole thing with Zion Williamson, obviously it's been the talk of the town, or talk of every town. So, you know, could Duke missing Zion for a few games actually benefit the team in long term, or, you know, for them to try and build some cohesiveness without him? How do you think this thing plays out?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a great question, and I think, you know, this team is going to be the storyline of college basketball. It has been the storyline, but how often do you get your top storyline to now change its storylines for the home stretch? I mean, there's so many question marks moving forward. Let's not forget about, you know, all the top five and lottery picks that they have besides Zion, and how this team could play at times when they're clicking on all cylinders. But, I mean, listen, this is hands down the best player in college basketball. And this is going to affect this team. They may have to shoot the basketball on the perimeter a little bit more. You know, we've seen, you know, Duke have some success in that area recently, but for the most part, we've seen them be really inconsistent in that area. I just think there's so much emotion to the game this weekend with Syracuse, because now you have Zion day-to-day. And, guys, I honestly believe he will not be out as long as social media is going crazy over it. But then you have, obviously, the tragedy and all of the emotion, what happened with Jim Boeheim in Syracuse this week. There's rumors, you know, he's thinking perhaps about maybe not even coaching. I would be surprised if he didn't. But, I think moving forward, though, this team could show that it's more than a one-man band.
Yeah, you know, Vin, the Boeheim coaching tomorrow question is an odd one, because I remember other times, too. You know, Andy Reid coached after his son passed away. Other coaches have worked after different forms of tragedy. And on one hand, you're like, just stay home for a second, like, let yourself heal. But on the other hand, like, they don't get to be Andy Reid or Jim Boeheim without having this really almost unnatural desire to be in the game, on the court, and it helps them. So, I was going to ask you, like, what do you think is going to happen? But I'm with you. I kind of think he's going to be there.
I think that's a great point. I think he'll be there. And, you know, what I go back to is an interview I did years ago, Andrew, with Rick Pitino. And he talked about, if you remember, in that 1987 Providence run, his baby tragically passing away the week of the Big East tournament. And he actually, I mean, it's a blur. He doesn't remember it. But he actually said coaching in the tournament those next 4 weeks, you know, saved his, you know, mind, life, and
like
sanity,
therapeutic,
because
yeah.
It was therapeutic. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I have a friend that experienced the same thing as Jim Boeheim. I mean, it takes, you never get over it, really. But obviously a lot of emotion in this matchup on Saturday.
So we're speaking with Vin Parisi, Fox Sports college basketball analyst. Vin, if we could circle back to the UNC-Duke game where Zion got hurt. I want to ask you, everybody knows the deal, right? These ticket prices that they had there at Duke were insanely high. I mean, insanely, insanely high. Can you ever remember, a college game, like ticket prices that high?
No. And listen, it's the greatest rivalry and the most storied rivalry in college sports. So you have that factor going in. But then you just have this phenomenon of Zion and Duke, and obviously what a letdown that happened in 30-something seconds into the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett and all of these guys. But, you know, I think that that game will just fuel and fuel and fuel the speculation. Because, guys, think about all the angles that you could go here. You could say that amateurism is criminal and Zion deserves to get paid. But you could also say that this year, playing 1 year of college basketball, completely changed Zion Williamson's future and his market value and
right. And
moving forward. So, you know, I think you have an argument on every sense, but that, you know, that's a perfect example. And then obviously all this hoopla with Nike.
Oh.
But I think if they could get him back, you know, healthy, this is still the best team in the land.
And then there's North Carolina, Vin, and obviously the game's completely different if Zion plays more than a minute. But,
yes.
I mean, they were awfully impressive in taking advantage of the situation and then putting Duke away in the second half. And they're a top-10 team, and, you know, Cam Johnson's a stud, and so is Luke May, and then there's Coby White. How good is North Carolina? I kind of feel like they got a chance to go really, really far in the tournament.
Yeah. You know what? That's a great angle. And I think there's two things to take away from that game with the Tar Heels playing them without Zion. Number one, you know, Cameron Johnson and Garrison Brooks combined for like 70 points and 30 rebounds inside, completely dominated them. Now, that would not have taken place if Zion Williamson is in the game.
Right.
Of course.
But what did take place, and I realize Zion would have shot the basketball inside the arc more, but Carolina forced Duke into like 39 three-point attempts, I believe it was, shooting from the perimeter. So I don't think enough people talk about how good Carolina could be defensively. I mean, the ACC night in, night out is a war. They're going to get the most teams in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I think you need to really look at that league after Duke, because I honestly believe that this is the year that Virginia and Tony Bennett's going to break through to a Final Four. So, you know, that top half, the ACC tournament's going to be fascinating for sure.
Yeah, and just again, real quick, on the North Carolina thing, I want to ask you, Vin, about Roy Williams. I mean, the job he's done this year with this squad, I mean, it's pretty awesome what he's been doing here.
Oh yeah, listen, I mean, they're 21-5, first in the ACC still, and nobody talked about, you know, another team in their league besides Duke, you know, early in November. And remember, when this season was still developing, you know, they got wins where people weren't talking about them as much,
right.
But like now you take notice. You know, I mean,
sure.
Gonzaga's atop the country. You know, they beat the Zags. You know, so, and when you look at Carolina's losses, other than the bad loss to Texas, their losses have been Michigan, Kentucky, Louisville. So,
yeah.
You know, this team, if they're clicking on all cylinders, if they're healthy, and then, you know, obviously if, you know, his boy Luke is shooting the basketball well, could play with anyone.
Vin, what do we do with Tennessee? I was definitely guilty of not realizing, and I don't want to say hollow, but their schedule was not top-tier schedule as they were, you know, pushing to number one. Then they get Kentucky, and they get handled by the first real good team they've seen in a long time. So what do we make of the Vols' big picture?
Yeah, I mean, I still love the Vols. They have not shot the basketball well from three-point land the last couple of games. So I think they learned that they can't handle on the perimeter. I think the biggest thing that exposed them with the Kentucky loss is that Grant Williams can't just muscle guys at will. That when he goes up against size, you know, with them, Andrew, I think Tennessee is one of those top seed teams where matchups is going to be key. If
okay.
they play teams that are thin up front, I think you got to take them in the bracket. If they take, you know, teams with size, you know, I think that Kentucky showed that, you know, Grant Williams isn't the same type of player, you know, sometimes when he has some of that size going up against him.
And I just want to say Admiral Schofield as much as possible. That's my favorite name.
That is a top three name in the country.
That's a great name.
Good job point. By his parents.
Sounds like he should run a hedge fund in Manhattan.
Or run a boat. Admiral.
Yeah.
Come on now.
We're on the phone with, we got Vin Parisi right here on the phone with us. Fox Sports, college basketball analyst. Vin, you know, so again, back to Zion, because that's the topic. And, you know, you've heard this. Like, and I want to get your stance on this as far as, you know, you got a guy who is, he's a kid. He's a freshman. He's a one-and-done guy. He's going to go right, jettison right into the NBA and make millions of dollars. He's going to be a massive star. We know that. And you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
What's your stance on the deal, man? Like, you get, he's banged up. We saw it in football with Nick Bosa from Ohio State, where he called it, he's done, and just go, and he's, he didn't play the rest of the year for the Buckeyes, and now he's looked to be a top five pick in the NFL draft.
You know, there's going to be a lot of that the next few weeks. I mean, I think the biggest thing with this is that, you know, he didn't break a leg. Like,
it's not a catastrophic injury or a pulled ligament or something like that. Right.
I'm going blank. Andrew, help me out.
Not Kevin Ware, Paul George.
No,
Paul George sneaker.
Oh, Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin. This is, I mean, think about it. Kenyon Martin breaks his leg. He didn't do too bad in terms of draft status. So, I mean, these guys know at this point, those top five teams know who they're taking at this point. I think he's going to be back sooner than we think. And the more and more people I've been talking to, I'm not sold on the whole, oh, will he translate over to the NBA, the NBA's game right now? Oh, he's more like a Charles Barkley, whatever. I talked to Chris Mullin out at Marquette a couple weeks ago when St. John's was out of Milwaukee for their game day shoot-around, and it was about 3 days after he coached against Duke. And I said, what do you think, Coach, about these guys saying that it doesn't translate? He said, I think they're crazy. Because he said, I think when you get to the NBA game, when you get to a different type of spacing, when you get to defenses that can't pack in a zone and clog the middle, and it's able for him to open it up and space the floor, he's only going to get better. His shot's going to get better. Guys, remember, in 2012, Anthony Davis came out of Kentucky. We called him a raw offensive talent who was an elite shot blocker. We called him raw offensively. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a scoring machine. And by the way, he's not really doing it with dunks all the time. So, you know, Zion's a baby. I think the perimeter game is going to get better. But I could see where Chris Mullin's coming from in terms of a lot of things opening up for him at the next level that we're not even lucky enough to see right now.
But, Vin, you know, you do have so many, like DeMarcus Cousins, very outspoken about the NCAA, calls it BS, basically saying that he, you know, guys like Isaiah Thomas, Donovan Mitchell, these NBA stars that are saying, you know, these kids should be able to go right out of high school. You know what I mean? Like, because of the situation where, let's say his knee is not 100%, and I mean, we don't know if he's going to play in the Cuse game tomorrow, right? We're not sure, and it'll be interesting to see how Coach K coaches the Blue Devils up against Syracuse without Williamson. But I'm just saying, like, you get
Taz, I'm going to be devil's advocate. Right. I mean, granted, this is unfortunate what happened with Zion and the injury, and I understand where Cousins and some of these guys are coming from with what you risk that 1 year in college if you know you're not going to stay 4 years and get a degree anyway. However, is Zion Williamson, you know, as successful and as big a name right now for him personally, if we're truly worried about these guys?
Like for his brand, you're saying for his brand, right?
His brand, if he's playing for the Phoenix Suns right now.
Right. No, probably not. No, to your point. No, I agree with you. That I agree with.
And then even further than that, I mean, we knew him before this year because we saw him dunk. I don't think anybody had a full respect for his game. And I think even at this time last year, he was like the fifth or sixth prospect in the draft. And now he's basically unquestioned number one. It's not a huge jump, but as you said, I mean, he's definitely upped his kind of Q rating at the very least in the last year.
And I think another factor for us to keep in mind is, and I think this word, I'm on the side that this word gets used too much in March, parity. However, picture college basketball right now if you don't have Zion Williamson in it, if you don't have RJ Barrett in it, if you don't have, you know, two or three other guys in it. This is going to open up standings, conference tournaments. I think you could see more of these leagues almost, you know, eat each other up a little bit like we're seeing with the Big East and really make March Madness fun. I mean, listen, in this day and age, you rarely see the dominant player just march until the last weekend anyway in the tournament. But it'll be, you know, I still think that college basketball can be as competitive as ever if you take the top three or four guys out of the game.
All right, Vin, last question for us, bro. I got to ask you, what are you going to do now? You're going to send a quart or a pint of egg drop soup to Moose's house to help his stomach?
You know what? I want to take all sodium and salt and broth out of the situation. I want to get him on green juices. Okay. I want to get him on a lot of water, Poland Spring water.
Hydrate.
I want to hydrate Moose.
Hydrate. Hydrate.
Yeah, you know, in California, they have these mineral vitamin hydrating drips where you go in and they slap the IV right into you. They put you in a reclining chair. You know, I think we need one of those in Manhattan.
Sounds wonderful.
I could see him in a reclining chair drinking celery juice with a hot take.
Yeah, in between Moose, his 17 jobs.
Moose, feel better, my friend. That's right. He needs more sleep.
Vin Parisi right there, Fox Sports College Basketball. Vin, we appreciate it, bro. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.